Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bags under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress from the new year. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, your hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. My skin has once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity by taking multi-collagen. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their new year sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com, and get ready to look your best this new year. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that gold is the best investment class for 2022. According to longtermtrends.net, gold has actually outperformed the S&P 500, Dow, and Bitcoin for 2022. So what are you waiting for? Open a gold IRA or a silver RRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free quarter ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified RRA of $50,000. Can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of five-star reviews. To get started, go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if your New Year resolutions revolve around weight loss, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting your New Year's resolution is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extra carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the New Year sales ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That's ketowithx22.com, or simply click the link in the description box down below and get ready to look your best this new year. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, are widespread food shortages next? It looks like it. At any moment, it feels like it's going to hit the fan. Are you ready? Do you have at least 3 months worth of food stocked up? If not, go to preparewithx22.com. You'll find new, lower prices from My Patriot Supply. Plus, save $200 on a 3-month emergency food kit and get free shipping. This kit gives you breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks. Enough food for one person for 3 solid months. It provides 2,000 calories a day to keep you well fed. Save $200 per kit when you stock up now. My Patriot Supply is on your side. They're charging less to help families more. Make sure to get one kit per person so you don't run out. Go to preparewithx22.com right now and save $200 per kit. Your kits will ship fast and free. With the world on the brink of chaos, don't take chances. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2976, and today's date is January 18th, 2023, and the title of the episode is Mainstream Media Turns on Joe Biden, FBI Cannot Protect Joe Biden, Public Awareness Kills All Protections. Zero day. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, their entire narrative, everything that they've been pushing, is completely falling apart. The people are seeing past their fake agendas, just like the Green New Deal, the Great Reset. And these individuals that are speaking out in the World Economic Forum, they're all saying the quiet part out loud. And the people of this country, around the world, they're rejecting everything that they've been talking about. And actually, John Kerry is out there. He even admitted that there's a select elite that are all running this. And he says we need a lot more money, which we talked about yesterday. So they're letting you know exactly what's happening. It's not a secret anymore. They are now brought out into the spotlight. Everyone can see everything that they're doing, and their entire agenda, their hoax that they've been pushing for a very long time, is completely falling apart. The Green New Deal, the Great Reset, is a giant hoax which they are perpetrating. It's the same thing that happened to Greta Thunberg. She was out there protesting. She was out there, hey, look, we got to go green. The police came and they arrested her. Well, guess what? It was a fake arrest. It was staged. This is fake. The Green New Deal is fake. The Great Reset is fake. It's all their agenda, and people are waking up to all of this. And yes, there's videos out there showing that this was staged, where they arrested Greta Thunberg. The whole thing is made up, just like everything else. the whole thing's a fraud. And actually, speaking about fraud, it seems that there's been a global climate fraud, and that was on Netflix, Disney, Gucci, Shell, Bear, and others who reportedly bought worthless COT certificates from leading global provider Vera. So basically what we're seeing right now is that this whole thing that they've been pushing is completely fake, phony, and false. So Zeit evaluated data from studies suggesting that over 90% of the COT certificates from the projects analyzed were worthless. A bubble of junk. Absolutely. Now remember, the Patriots, they wanted the World Economic Forum. They wanted the deep state players, the private central bank, to go down this path. I do believe Trump, when the pandemic was released on the world, he wanted them to follow a certain path. He wanted them to do what they do best. Oh, look, they're preparing the Great Reset. They're preparing the Green New Deal. They're preparing control of the population. Let the people see their true agenda. Let the people see what they have in mind. And if we can do this, if we can show the people would understand. And I do believe this is exactly what is happening right now. And the people who are awake, they're not locked down. They're not in a war. There's no pandemic. Everything that they tried completely fell apart. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, this was their plan to actually show the people the truth. Actually, their entire pandemic, vaccines, and everything else is falling apart. The Green New Deal is falling apart. No one is believing anything that they're saying. The economy is falling apart because they got this ball rolling to bring us into the Great Reset. Everything that they have done to this point is not working. And the people are seeing through this. And you know what the people are seeing right now? They're seeing an economy that is completely failing right now. They're seeing an economy where there's going to be layoffs, where there's going to be bank problems headed our way. There are a lot of banks that are in trouble right now. And when you look at certain companies, they're laying off. Look at Microsoft. They're going to be laying off about 10,000 employees in the coming months. Why? Because there's an economic downturn. And this is not the only company. There's Facebook, there's Amazon, Twitter. Well, they laid off a lot of people because they weren't really needed. They didn't do anything. But there's a lot of layoffs. I mean, Lyft and everything else. They're just laying off people. And this is going to get worse and worse as time goes on. Bed Bath & Beyond, they might not even exist in the end, because think about what they did. They went ahead and they canceled MyPillow, and there was a lot of people out there that said, you know something, I'm not shopping at Bed Bath & Beyond anymore. There's no reason for it. And now their entire structure, their business model, everything that they have is completely falling apart. And the holiday shopping didn't help retailers whatsoever. Americans pull back more than expected on spending at retail stores, restaurants, and online in December and November. And this data is coming from the Commerce Department and it indicates that, yeah, this holiday season wasn't as good as everyone thought it was going to be. Retail sales fell at 1.1% in December, and the economists, they were only expecting a decline of 0.8%. And sales in November were also lower than initially reported. So basically, the holiday season didn't turn out the way they thought it was going to turn out, and the people now are pulling back. Now, 10 of the 13 retail categories that fell last month, they included motor vehicles, furniture, and electronics. The value of sales at gasoline stations slumped to 4.6% as prices steadily dropped. So they came down from their high from like $5. They came down to $3.50. The people are still filling up their cars like they did before. And it just shows that they don't have to spend as much as they were. But we are far away from when Biden came into office, where the fuel price was only like $2, maybe some places $2.10. But we'll say $2 on average. Now it's anywhere between $3.20 all the way up to $3.50. So once again, the people are still spending a lot more money out of their pocket, and they are using it for fuel, which means they're not going to be using it for gifts, for restaurants, for everything else. And people aren't going to be spending like they used to, because they need to spend the money on fuel. And this goes with heating their home and everything else. So we could see there's a lot of economists right now reporting, and we can see companies, they're preparing, banks are preparing for something that's approaching, and they know what it is. It's a recession. Actually, it's going to be a little bit worse than a recession. And Trump reminds us that, yes, recession is a nice word. We're probably going to go into a depression. But I do believe that this is the path Trump and the Patriots wanted the deep state, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum to follow. Now, they were going to do this anyhow. When people are saying, well, why doesn't he stop this? Why don't we just stop all of this and just transition everyone? Remember, we're in their system. They control almost every single private Western central bank around the world. They control the IMF. They controlled the biz. They control all of it. So we're within their system. So within their system, Trump, the Patriots, they wanted to show the people, look, look what they're going to do. Look how they're going to destroy this. And why not let the enemy do what they do best, destroy their own system? Because now they can't say, well, it was Trump's fault. Oh, it was the Republicans' fault. Oh, it was this person's fault. It's their fault for bringing down the system. Now, of course, the Fed is stepping back saying, you know, we've done what we needed to do. We're still raising rates, but we're not raising them as much. So we're where we need to be. Now, we know how this works. We know what they're doing right now. They're bringing us to a place where this entire system is going to completely fall apart. Now, I do believe Trump, the Patriots, this is exactly where they want this to be. They want us in this area because they can use all of this to move us away from their system. And along the way, and we said this from the very beginning, Trump is going to come up with economic solutions. Now, we know that China has been purchasing a lot of land. China has been purchasing a lot of resources here in the United States. And Trump, he is now giving a solution. He put out a video message and he's letting everyone know that it's time to take the power back. And he says we need to enact aggressive new restrictions on Chinese ownership of any vital infrastructure in the United States, including energy, technology, telecommunications, farmland, natural resources, medical supplies, and other strategic national assets. Now, really think about what he's saying. He says we need to enact aggressive new restrictions on the infrastructure, the energy, technology. Basically, we need to bring this back to the United States. That's what he's really saying. We need to stop China and we need to reverse everything. Take a listen to what he said here.
China is buying up our country while corrupt Democrats and rhino-type politicians in Washington have been spending trillions of dollars on the Green New Deal nonsense, foolish foreign wars, and providing lavish benefits to illegal aliens from all over the planet. China has been spending trillions of dollars to take over the crown jewels of the United States economy. And they are doing that. China is buying up our technology. They're buying up food supplies. They're buying up our farmland. They're buying up our minerals and natural resources. They're buying up our ports and shipping terminals. And with the help of a corrupt influence peddlers, like the Biden crime family, China is even trying to buy up the pillars of the U.S. energy industry because, frankly, Biden and the group don't care about real energy. They only care about nonsense energy, energy that doesn't work and it never will. While some are focused on China's purchases near power plants and military bases, the fact is we should be very concerned about all Chinese communist activity in the United States. As I have long said, economic security is national security. China does not allow American companies to take over their critical infrastructure, and America should not allow China to take over our critical infrastructure. I didn't allow it when I was president, and I won't allow it when we become president again. To protect our country, we need to enact aggressive new restrictions on Chinese ownership of any vital infrastructure in the United States, including energy, technology, telecommunications, farmland, natural resources, medical supplies, and other strategic national assets. We should stop all future Chinese purchases in these essential industries, and we should begin the process of forcing the Chinese to sell any current holdings that put our national security at risk. If we don't do this, the United States will be owned by China, which would make them very happy. When I'm president, I will ensure that America's future remains firmly in American hands, just as I did when I was president before. It'll happen again, and our country will be stronger than ever. Thank you.
Now, Trump is out there, and he's letting everyone know this is what we need to do to counter everything that China is doing. And who is working with China? Well, Joe Biden, a lot of corporations, a lot of individuals in D.C., and he's letting everyone know this is what we need to do. Now, what do you think the House is going to do? You think they're going to take his recommendation and say, okay, you know something? We need a couple of bills right now to reverse this. I do believe having a House now where they can actually push certain bills, Trump is trying to get things started for when we take down the private West Central Bank and the disaster hits. Now, does this mean that the Senate is going to go and say, yes, this is perfect, we're going to vote for it? Do you think that Biden is going to say, this is incredible, yes, I'm going to sign off on it? No, I do believe they're probably going to reject it. But the point is he's going to show everyone this was the solution. Biden's not doing anything, and the economy is getting worse and worse under his reign. And now everyone can see, here's the solution maker, here's the truth teller, and here's the person that's not listening. And every time he doesn't listen and he does the opposite, the economy gets worse and worse, and China is able to keep their control. And I do believe he's going to be sending out a lot more messages, letting everyone know, well, here's another solution. Probably there'll be one with the central bank. There'll be another solution and another solution, leading all the way up to the presidential election. And this is going to continue to happen. Now, it doesn't mean that Biden's going to be in office during this period of time, but he's going to continue to give solutions to let the people know this is the direction we need to go in. And as the economy continually falls apart, what do you think the people are going to do? Do you think the people are going to go, hey, you know something? This is what we want. We don't want China purchasing our ports. We don't want China buying up our land. We don't want China in control of our telecommunications. We don't want China involved in all of this. He's letting everyone know it's time to take all of this back and bring back industry, because we need to bring back industry, because we have no choice at this point, because when the system comes down, we won't be able to get products from China. We won't be able to get products from other places. Remember, the globalist system right now is breaking down right in front of our eyes. And Trump, he did mention this when he was in the White House, when he spoke at the UN, that the globalist days, they are now coming to an end. And actually, they are coming to an end, and the entire system is breaking down. And I do believe this is to allow each country to go back to their own currency, allow each country to actually ramp up manufacturing, bring back industry, because they'll have no choice but to do this. And it's going to force countries then to work with each other with their individual products, their individual currencies, and we will be out of the globalist system. And I do believe this is the direction we're heading in right now. And I do believe Trump, he's already got the ball rolling here. And the people now are going to see the difference between a dictator and a individual that loves America, who wants to bring America back. He showed everyone when he was in the White House what we could do in a private central bank illusionary economy. He's now going to show everyone what can be done when we get rid of it. And people are going to be absolutely shocked on how great the economy is without a private central bank. And the people will never want to go back to a private central bank, not until decades later. And I do believe everything is now in motion, and he's already started to let everyone know these are the solutions, these are the things that we need to do, and he's going to put out a lot more of these. And yes, the power is going to return to the people, the economy is going to return to the people, the country is going to grow, the industries in this country are going to grow, there's going to be a lot of jobs, but first we need to get through all of this, and once we do, we're going to see a nice shining light on the other side, and it's going to be absolutely incredible. And the people are going to take back control of the currency, take back control of the economy, take back control from the central bank, which means everything the central bank, everything that they put into place is going to start to come to an end. All these organizations, the corruption, the blackmail and all this stuff, because there won't be an open free credit card. Congress will not be able to just borrow and borrow and borrow. You won't even see these omnibus bills anymore for trillions of dollars. That will go away because they won't be able to take the money the way they're taking it today, because everything will be accounted for. And this is a game changer. And a lot of these individuals that are in Congress right now, well, those people that are money laundering, those people that are blackmailed, well, there's no money out there. There's nothing they can do about it. And they can't control these people anymore because they're not in control. These people are probably just going to leave because they're going to be like, okay, what am I doing here? Because there's no controllers anymore. They don't have the funds. They don't have the push anymore. The corruption is going to completely disappear. I mean, yes, there'll still be corruption here and there, but not like what we see today. And I do believe this is exactly what Trump the Patriots are doing. They're returning the economy to we the people. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if your New Year resolutions revolve around weight loss, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting your New Year's resolution is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extra carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the New Year sales ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That's ketowithx22.com, or simply click the link in the description box down below and get ready to look your best this new year. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, are widespread food shortages next? It looks like it. At any moment, it feels like it's going to hit the fan. Are you ready? Do you have at least 3 months worth of food stocked up? If not, go to preparewithx22.com. You'll find new, lower prices from My Patriot Supply. Plus, save $200 on a 3-month emergency food kit and get free shipping. This kit gives you breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks. Enough food for one person for 3 solid months. It provides 2,000 calories a day to keep you well fed. Save $200 per kit when you stock up now. My Patriot Supply is on your side. They're charging less to help families more. Make sure to get one kit per person so you don't run out. Go to preparewithx22.com right now and save $200 per kit. Your kits will ship fast and free. With the world on the brink of chaos, don't take chances. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, it seems they are now turning on Joe Biden. Now, the question is, why hasn't Obama come to his rescue? This could be done, over, everything could be explained. The reason they're not doing this is because they want to keep the special counsel on Trump. They want to continue to do this because what is he doing? He's running for president in 2024. Now, the other thing that's very interesting about all of this is that the fake news, they are now reporting on Biden's documents, reporting on his classified information. Now, think about the Twitter files. Think about all the information that came out with the Twitter files. What did the fake news do with that? They didn't do much, did they? Did they actually report on it? Most of the fake news outlets, they didn't even mention it. But here with Biden, in the beginning, they started to compare Biden with Trump. They doing all these different things. But now, if you look at CNN, they are now turning and actually reporting on Biden and his classified documentation, which I think is what is happening here, is that the mainstream media is all going to start to actually go against Biden. I do believe we're witnessing the removal of Biden. And you need to think about why all this is happening, because they knew from the very, very beginning with what's happening with Hunter Biden's laptop, which what is happening with the House, with the investigations, they knew that a lot of this information is going to be coming out later on. And I do believe they wanted to get ahead of the story and remove him the way they want to remove the person. Now, once again, is Biden going to be indicted? Is he going to be sent to prison because of this? No, I do believe he's going to go crazy with dementia, and they're going to use this to get rid of him so he can have a soft landing. And I do believe this is exactly what they're trying to do, and they're trying to bring another person in. Actually, what's very interesting is that the White House press secretary, when she was talking about Kamala Harris, she called Kamala Harris the president. Now, were they talking about this already? Was it already in her mind that Kamala Harris is now the president because Biden's going to be taken out? Could be. And you need to remember, once this information is out in the public realm, at this point, can the FBI protect Biden? No, not really. Once the people are aware of this, what happens? Can they use a cover story? Can they continue to do this? No. Public awareness kills all protections. So if they wanted to stop this, all they needed to do from the very beginning is just have Obama come out and say, listen, I declassified it. I gave it to Joe Biden, and everything's said and done. They could have just cleaned this all up from the very beginning if it was something that the Patriots were doing. But from what we're seeing right now, if it's the deep state that needs to get rid of Biden right now, because it's going to get a lot worse with Biden because of what's happening in the House. The House is not investigating Obama. The House is not investigating Clinton. Who are they investigating? They're investigating Biden. So I do believe that at this point, because Obama's sitting back right now, not coming out to defend Biden, I do believe they're allowing this to happen to eventually remove him. Now, I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they knew that this was going to happen. I do believe he said the 25th Amendment for a reason. They're going to remove him with the 25th Amendment. And I do believe this is exactly what we're seeing play out right now. And I do believe they're going to bring another person in. Now, once again, we have to remember, we're heading towards the 2024 election. Now, it doesn't make a difference if Trump comes back before the 2024 election or he doesn't come back before the 2024 election, because there's going to be a 2024 presidential election. And yes, Trump would be included in that no matter which way you look at it. So if we're heading towards the 2024 election and Trump right now has his rallies and all the people are with Trump and a lot of the states are removing the mail-in ballots. Some places are going back to paper ballots, and there's a lot of Republican states now that are in control and the rhinos are being pushed out. Do they have control over the next election coming up? No, they really don't. Now think about what the World Economic Forum said, that in the next 2 years, we're going to see some type of major cyber attack. Then you have to remember post 4414, where it says there's a communication blackout. Now, when would this be? Would this be before the election, after the election, a day before the election? Well, the election in 2024 is happening when? November 5th? Well, I do believe there's a post that says there's going to be a cyber attack attempt. Remember, this is an attempt on 11-4. So if they have all of their mechanisms removed for cheating and they don't have the ability to overwhelm the system with these ballots to take Trump out this time, and the people are with Trump, because think about what Trump is doing right now. He's giving solutions to all these problems. The people are with him. And now as this evidence continually comes out about Biden, about the FBI, about social media platforms, this is not working in the favor of the deep state. It's working against them. And the people are waking up and saying, wow, look what they did here. They must have cheated in the 2020 election. So moving closer to the 2024 election, will they be able to overwhelm the system and cheat this time? I don't believe so. I think this is going to be very, very difficult for them. So what does that mean? Can they use the pandemic again? Well, they're trying to do it again. They're trying to follow the old playbook. Do you think it's going to work? Probably not. I think the people are well aware that the pandemic is completely over at this point, but we'll be talking about that a little bit later. So what else can they do? Well, I do believe this is why the World Economic Forum mentioned a cyber attack. And we know that there's going to be something that is attempted on 11.4, a day before the election. That is interesting. What happens is everything shut down a day before the election. Can the election be held? That's interesting, isn't it? Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later, but first, let's talk about the World Economic Forum, because it seems that they're in a bit of a bind right now. The people of this planet are not going along with them, and it seems that they don't have the sway they used to, and the people now are turning on them. Actually, there are even members that are turning on Klaus Schwab right now. They're losing their grip. Now, very interestingly, Disclose put this out and it says the World Economic Forum new global collaboration village in the metaverse can be trusted because Interpol is on board. And this is what Klaus Schwab is saying. Elon Musk responded to this and said, the World Economic Forum is increasingly becoming an unelected world government that people never ask for and don't want. So now we have Elon Musk, and he's already shown that, yes, he was invited to join the World Economic Forum. He decided not to. And now he's calling them out on all of this. And he decided to put up a poll about the World Economic Forum. And this is a very interesting question. It says the World Economic Forum should control the world. Now, remember, this is a small minority group. No, it's not the population of the planet. It's almost like if you go back to Bug's Life, and this is very interesting. There were like 15 grasshoppers with thousands upon thousands of ants. The 15 grasshoppers, they controlled these thousands and thousands of ants, these thousands and thousands of ants. They were slaves to the grasshoppers. They'd have to collect their food. They would have to do their bidding. Here we have these individuals that show up at Davos, like what, 2,700 or something like that, and they want the world to do their bidding. But the people of the world are waking up, and the people of the world are pushing back. So if we go back to Elon Musk's question, the World Economic Forum should control the world. He said yes or no. So as of this recording, there are 18 hours left and 1.4 million people voted. Now, when you look at the results, 86% say no to this question. So right now, the people are not going along with this whatsoever. And as this plays out, there's going to be millions of other people that are going to vote. And I do believe this number is going to stay around 86 to 90% or something like that, which shows you the people are not going along with this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that The Guardian, they put out an article and they said something very interesting. They said, mutiny erupts among World Economic Forum staff over role of Mr. Davos. So founder and chair Klaus Schwab has run the forum for 52 years, but is now seen by some past and present staffs as a law unto himself. So people within his organization are now turning on him. And the people around the world are looking at the World Economic Forum, looking at their agendas and saying, this is something we definitely do not want. Their pull that they had is fading right now. Now, remember, these individuals at the World Economic Forum, they work in the shadows. And when you pull these people out of the shadows and into the light, people can see them for who and what they are. See, they like pushing their agenda when there's catastrophe, when there's an event, when something is happening where they can sneak in and say, this is where we need to go. This is the direction we need to head in. That's why they want a war. This is why the private central bankers, along with the World Economic Forum, this is why they love wars. Because war is destruction. War is death. People aren't worried about a new financial system. They're not worried about, hey, we're going to be using electric or fossil fuels. The people around the world are worried about their loved ones. They're worried about, how am I going to eat? How am I going to survive this? And the population, well, it is reduced during war. And this is where the private West Central Bank of the World Economic Forum, this is where they like to slip in. When no one's looking. This is why they announced their entire agenda during the pandemic in 2020, because they thought they had it. They thought, we got them. Everyone's going to be in their home. Now we can come out of the shadows and we can push our agenda. How did that work out for them? It's not working out too well, and it's completely falling apart. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that some information came out about Madonna. Now, this is very interesting. Madonna started a foundation called Raising Malawi in 2006 to help orphans and other underprivileged children in Malawi to get access to healthcare and education. Malawi is a Southeast African country bordered by Zambia, the United Republic of Tanzania, and Mozambique. So the allegation against Madonna is made by the Ethiopian World Federation. The Ethiopian World Federation has urged the Malawian president to look into homosexual and transgender allegations regarding the adoption of Malawian children for possible human trafficking and social experiments. In opening the investigation, the Federation is also asking the president to look into the integrity of Madonna's Malawi charity. So this is very interesting that the spotlight now is pointing at Madonna, and now we're hearing about human trafficking, we're hearing about social experiments, and everything else. So once again, this is blowing up in their faces. And I do believe all these charities and all these things they set up, it's for a different purpose. And I think people are going to start to realize this as the truth continually comes out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we're getting rumors. And by the way, there are no sources to this. NBC, the fake news, put this out there. Trump has not confirmed this at all. But Patriots Are in Control put this out. And he's pointing to an article from NBC News. And it says, Trump prepares for his return to Facebook and Twitter. Now, Trump has already said that he's not coming back to Twitter. He loves True Social. True Social is the platform, and Twitter is not the platform for him. Now, he might have changed his mind. He might say, okay, now, because of the election and everything that's coming up, I might be using Twitter. But he has not acknowledged this or confirmed any of this. Now, this would be very interesting if he did come back to Twitter and Facebook. And Elon Musk said something very interesting in the response to ALX on Twitter. He said, and this is what ALX said, that Trump is reportedly preparing to come back to Twitter and Facebook. Well, Elon responded to this and said, will be interesting to see how the Biden administration reacts to this. They may try to weaponize federal agencies against Twitter. Now, isn't that interesting? Now, if you wanted to bring the deep state down a path and you wanted to have them do something because they're not heading in that direction, what would you do? Would you go back on Twitter? Would you go back on Facebook? Because think about communication blackout in the back of your mind. If you want the deep state to follow this playbook, would you go back onto Twitter? Would you go back onto Facebook so they would actually use a communication blackout where they would actually do some type of cyber attack? I do believe this is what Trump may be contemplating, because once again, he pushes them to the left, a little bit to the right, a little bit to the left. Think about his taxes. There's a reason why he wanted them to come after his taxes. There's a reason why he fought and fought and fought until the very end, until the Supreme Court made a ruling. There's a reason for all this, and now you can see that reason. The reason is because there's an investigation going on with Biden. Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bags under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress from the new year. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, your hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. My skin has once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity by taking multi-collagen. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their new year sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com, and get ready to look your best this new year. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that gold is the best investment class for 2022. According to longtermtrends.net, gold has actually outperformed the S&P 500, Dow, and Bitcoin for 2022. So what are you waiting for? Open a gold IRA or a silver RRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free quarter ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified RRA of $50,000. Can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of five-star reviews. To get started, go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. And yes, he was receiving money. He was money laundering. And with the taxes that he produces, do those taxes show anything? No. What do you need to do? You need to get his other taxes, you know, the real ones, with his shell companies, with his foundations or institute. And this goes with Obama. It goes with Clinton and many other people. So there's a reason for all of this, and he needs to actually bring these people. He needs to move them a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right. Okay, now you're going exactly where I want you to go. You're following this playbook. This is perfect. And we could see this is exactly what might be happening. Now, if the fake news is going to do exactly what he wants them to do, then he might not go onto Twitter, go onto Facebook. But again, right now it's a rumor. There aren't any sources. Trump hasn't really acknowledge or confirmed any of this. But we're going to be talking about Zero Day a little bit later in this report. But first, let's talk about what physics.org is saying. And this is on Twitter. And it says, study reveals the key reason why fake news spreads on social media. Now, Elon responded to this. And actually, he's waking a lot of people up about the fake news. Remember, going back in time when people put out the fake news and it was all scripted, and you see all the different stations across the country, they're all saying the same exact thing. And, you know, they might be substituting their town in there, but it's all scripted and they're saying the same exact thing. Well, this is what Elon says. He says, maybe because it's online and social. How is it possible that copycat propaganda is published simultaneously on so many legacy media channels? That is the question you should be asking. And that is the question a lot of people should be asking. How can they be reading the same exact script? Aren't these supposed to be independent news agencies? Even the local stations. It doesn't make any sense. And the people now, they have gained control over the news. The people now have the bullhorn. The people can counter all this propaganda. And it doesn't take a year. It doesn't take 2 years. Most of the propaganda today can be countered in a matter of hours. That's how powerful the people have gotten right now. And the people can call out almost anything now. The ATF, the CDC, the FDA, and that's what the people are doing. Because now the people have a voice. They're on Twitter, they're on True Social, they're on Rumble, they're on BitChute, and many other platforms. So now they've lost control over all of this. And people, when they hear the truth and they start to think logically, they start to say, you know, something, this propaganda doesn't make any sense. The truth actually makes sense. And actually, they're presenting documentation. They're actually producing facts. Let me see what the fake news is presenting. Can I find a source here? No, there's nothing here whatsoever. I mean, think about the Biden administration. Think about the ATF. Think about all these gun control people that are trying to get the weapons right now. If you notice, there's a lot of states now pushing gun control laws. The ATF came out with a gun control law. There seems like there's a coordinated effort right now where they're going to go all in. Now, is this going to work out for them in the end? I don't believe so. Spike Cohen on Twitter actually put this out and says, reminder, SCOTUS ruled in Bruin that gun laws must comport with either the Second Amendment or English common law pre-1791, or they're unconstitutional. No gun control law comports with either. A challenge to ATF's pistol brace rule gives SCOTUS the chance to cripple or even end gun control. For that matter, a challenge to any ATF rule could lead to SCOTUS ruling that all federal gun control is unconstitutional. They may pass on the opportunity. They may even uphold the new rule. But if you read Bruin, it looks like Thomas was itching to take things much further. And with all these different states pushing these gun control laws where they're completely against the Constitution, I mean, think about what New York did and think about what California did. When they came out with the ruling, I'm talking about the Supreme Court, they tried to go around it. Now we have the ATF trying to make laws. They don't have the ability to do this. And I do believe in the end, everything that they're trying to do, the Supreme Court is going to rule, you can't do any of this. Anything that you try to do against the Second Amendment is infringing on the Second Amendment. And that's the way it should have been from the very, very beginning. Either you follow the Constitution or you don't. And if you're not going to do it, there's no reason for you to be in office because that's what you swore an oath to. And it seems that these people, they don't care. Why? Because they're installed. It's that simple. They're not elected by the people. An elected representative who's representing the people wouldn't do something like this because they got elected by the people. The people decided this is the best choice. Who I want this person representing me. Because everything this person is saying, this is what I want. The install person doesn't do that. And this is why we have the Biden administration and all the other governors and mayors out there that are doing the opposite. But Sean Davis responded to this and said, they won't even need to get to the Second Amendment to nuke the pistol brace rule. An agency tried to change federal law to create criminal liability that doesn't exist in federal law. He's absolutely right, but I do believe this is going to be going up to the Supreme Court because I do believe there's going to be a lot more lawsuits than anyone could ever imagine. And it's going to be a complete and utter disaster. Just like Ukraine is a complete and utter disaster for the deep state players. Actually, the deep state players are now panicking. They're panicking because they're losing and they're afraid that everything that they've done there is going to be exposed to the public. And this is why they are now shipping like 300,000 artillery shells to Kiev from Israel. So America supplies Israel with a lot of shells and they're taking the shells from Israel and sending it over to Ukraine. But what's very interesting, at the World Economic Forum, it seems that they have a message because they're panicking right now. And I'm talking about the World Economic Forum and the deep state players. And this is what they said. Allies need to provide heavier weapons to Ukraine, says NATO Chief Stoltenberg at Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum. This is a fight for our values, he added. Well, let me translate this for you. Holy crap, everything that Putin is doing right now, he's going to expose everything that we've been doing in Ukraine with biolabs, money laundering, human trafficking, and everything else. If we don't stop him right now, if we don't take back control, everything is going to be exposed to the public and people are going to realize that we were behind all of this, that we are the responsible party along with many other deep state players. And you could see that they're panicking right now. And it's very interesting how they're scared and they're panicking because everything's that they set up is being torn down right in front of their eyes. They never expected this to happen. Now, the other thing that they never expected was the pandemic to blow up in their face. And that's exactly what's happening. What's very interesting is Fed Chair Powell, he's testing positive for COVID. And remember, Fed Chair Powell, he had the vaccine, he had the booster, and here he is positive once again. Why? Because what's included in this nice drug? It's a nice cocktail mix of COVID and many other things that you don't want. But the other thing that's very interesting is that the Biden administration, they are now pushing to get mask mandates reinstated on the airlines. Now, the question is why? Well, most likely they're being pushed by the World Economic Forum, the pharmaceutical industry, because they're trying to scare people. But why would they want mask mandates? Why would they want it on the planes? Well, if they can get this, what can it be used for? It could be used for the riots later on, because you know the blue states, they're going to say, well, if it's mandated on the planes, then we're going to mandate it in the city. Then we're going to mandate it here. We're going to mandate it there. But think about it. It's been so long now. Are the people going to buy what they're selling? Are the people going to go along with this time around? What's their evidence? And I do believe they're trying to do this, and they're trying to reinstate everything, not just because of the chaos and everything, but also for the election. And they need to start now to push this. Is this going to work? I don't believe so, because they don't have any evidence behind them. And if they, by chance, get this to work, I don't think the people are going to stand for this. Actually, I don't even think the airlines are going to stand for this. And I think the people are going to really push back on this. But do they have a chance? Do they have peer review documentation that shows masks work? No. Everyone knows they don't at this point. And everyone's has been, you know, wearing nothing. And if people want to wear a mask on a plane, they can. But people aren't wearing masks. And do we see the super spreaders? Are people dying on the streets? No, only from the vaccine, though. But are people who are unvaccinated, are they dying? Are they on their deathbeds? No. So this whole argument is absolutely ridiculous. But you can see there's an agenda behind all of this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Lisa Marie Presley, who had a heart attack, the coroner right now is going to hold back his ruling. He's going to defer his results. Now, the question is why? Now, a lot of people believe that Lisa Marie Presley took the vaccine, maybe took boosters, and maybe they're deferring it because the pharmaceutical companies might have stepped in and said, well, wait a minute, you can't tell people that the vaccine caused this. And maybe there is a discussion, maybe something's going on, maybe certain players got involved in this. But again, this is all speculation, but it's very odd that they would defer this. That's very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the proof is coming out. More and more evidence is coming out about the vaccines. And big pharma, fake news, they really can't control the narrative anymore. They've lost the narrative. And more information is coming out, and it's getting worse for them. And I do believe in the end what people are going to learn, they're going to learn that the vaccine that they took, well, it spreads COVID. The vaccine that they took, it damages your heart. Think about everything that they said about hydroxychloroquine. Hydroxychloroquine damages your heart. You could die from hydroxychloroquine. Remember, they projected everything that the vaccine does onto hydroxychloroquine. Hydroxychloroquine actually would have helped everyone. And those people that are healthy, it wouldn't help them. The older people, it would have helped, but it would have helped with the flu. It would have helped with lupus. It would have helped with many other diseases. And they didn't want people to find out about that. But Steve Kirch, he put this out on Twitter, and he said, CNN reports that bivalent booster increases your risk of getting COVID 1.9% to 3.2%. You can't make this stuff up, he says. So now they're admitting that these boosters will make you get COVID. Go back in time. What do you think the vaccine does? What do you think the second booster does? What do you think the third booster does? Combine it all. You keep getting COVID. Oh, it was the gift that keeps on giving. Now the truth is coming out. Now we know the truth is coming out about the overcounting of COVID cases, the overcounting of COVID deaths. Now we're getting the information that these boosters and the vaccines, they increase your risk of getting COVID. I mean, think about what the people are learning right now. It's everything that we said from the very, very beginning. And now the truth is coming out. And you know these numbers are low when they say, oh yeah, your risk is going to increase by 1.9% or 3.2%. You know by getting booster after booster after booster, it increases it a lot more. And that's not even including all the other things that comes along with it. And this is a complete and utter disaster for the pharmaceutical company because the people are learning a lot. Now, out in Florida, we see that they're pushing a Senate bill, and it's SB 222, Protection of Medical Freedom. And the Protection of Medical Freedom, prohibiting the Department of Health from requiring enrollment in the state's immunization registry or otherwise requiring persons to submit to immunization tracking, prohibiting business and government entities from requiring individuals to provide proof of vaccination or post-infection recovery from any disease to gain access to entry upon or service from such entities, prohibiting employers from refusing employment to or discharging, disciplining, demoting, or otherwise discriminating against an individual solely on the basis of vaccination or immunity status. And really think about it. A real vaccine protects you. It doesn't matter if other people are vaccinated or not. Because if you have a true vaccine that protects you against a disease, it doesn't matter if someone else isn't vaccinated because you have that protection. And this is what they tried to change during COVID. They're trying to reword the definition of vaccine. And they tried to convince people that, no, if you get a vaccine, it doesn't mean that you're protected anymore. But if you go back in time, this was true. So those people who are vaccinated, they don't have to worry. And if people don't want to be vaccinated, they're fine too. And the people that are vaccinated don't have to worry about getting anything. And I do believe Florida is heading in the right direction right now. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and Ken Akota the Great put this out, and this goes back to when Trump talked about hydroxychloroquine. Actually, he put this out on Twitter. But this is what it says here. It says, Steve Deese asked Dr. Harvey Risch, a professor of epidemiology at Yale Medical School, and he's been cited many, many times, what is the biggest scandal of COVID-19? He said the suppression of hydroxychloroquine and the amount of lies in people who died as a result of that. Now, really think about that, because Trump, back in, I think it was March of 2020, he mentioned hydroxychloroquine. He said it to the news. He actually took it. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if your New Year resolutions revolve around weight loss, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting your New Year's resolution is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extra carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the New Year sales ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That's ketowithx22.com, or simply click the link in the description box down below and get ready to look your best this new year. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, are widespread food shortages next? It looks like it. At any moment, it feels like it's going to hit the fan. Are you ready? Do you have at least 3 months worth of food stocked up? If not, go to preparewithx22.com. You'll find new, lower prices from My Patriot Supply. Plus, save $200 on a 3-month emergency food kit and get free shipping. This kit gives you breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks. Enough food for one person for 3 solid months. It provides 2,000 calories a day to keep you well fed. Save $200 per kit when you stock up now. My Patriot Supply is on your side. They're charging less to help families more. Make sure to get one kit per person so you don't run out. Go to preparewithx22.com right now and save $200 per kit. Your kits will ship fast and free. With the world on the brink of chaos, don't take chances. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. And he tweeted it out. And he said, hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin taken together have a real chance to be one of the biggest game changers in the history of medicine. The FDA has moved mountains. Now, he mentioned this, he put it out on a tweet, and now we come to find out from this Yale professor of epidemiology at Yale Medical School, he's letting everyone know that the suppression of hydroxychloroquine is the worst thing that happened during COVID-19. So it's going to turn around, and it's going to show that Trump was right again, and the fake news, all these doctors, the pharmaceutical industry, the pharmacists, and everyone else that were pushing that hydroxychloroquine was terrible to take, it damages your heart, it's all going to turn out to be fake, phony, and false, and they are the cause of what happened. Now, add on top of that, the overcounting of COVID cases, add on top of that, the overcounting of COVID deaths, add on top of that, the vaccine and the boosters that give you COVID. Really think about this for a second. And we had this cheap drug that's been around for 40 plus years that could have been taken by everyone and it would have been over with. There would be no pandemic. There'd be no mail-in ballots. There'd be no cheating in the election. There'd be none of this. There'd be no mandates. There'd be none of everything that we witnessed. Really think about this for a second. Think about the damage these people have done. I want to go back to post 3956. It's April 14, 2020. Within this post, it says, there's a post that says, which is 694, and it's February 7, 2018. It says, what if cures already exist? What about the billions public-private government provided to fund cure development? sheep. These people are sick. Well, in this post, there's a link to a video, and it shows Trump talking to people about hydroxychloroquine, how hydroxychloroquine cured people, cures lupus. It also helped people with flu, the common cold. And all it says down below is hydroxychloroquine plus. And now people are going to look back and go, holy crap, Trump was right. The fake news, all these doctors, big pharma, the corrupt politicians, they were all pushing a different agenda. And they lied to the American people. This is a complete and utter disaster for them. And add on top of that, everything else that you're seeing. Then Trump put this out on True Social. China should permanently shut down the Wuhan lab, the place where the greatest tragedy in world history began. So now he's mentioning the Wuhan lab. Remember, he always said it came from China. And that's where it came from. Who was involved in this? Yes, the deep state players. But let me go back to post 3896. This is March 23rd, 2020. And it points to an article that was written in October 2007. It says, severe acute respiratory syndrome, coronavirus as an emerging and re-emerging infection. This was done back in 2007. Down below, it says the China virus, worth remembering. Wuhan Institute of Virology, geolocation, first biosafety, 14 lab 2015, city province origin, hot zone, geolocation. Unbeknownst to Harvard University, beginning in 2011, Lieber became a strategic scientist at Wuhan University of Technology in China and was a contractual participant in China's Thousands Towns Plan from in or about 2012 to 2017. And it all came from China. And this post is showing that they were working on it there, SARS-CoV. And once again, now the Fauci files are going to be coming out. More information is going to come out. Trump just put out a truth about Wuhan lab. This is going to come down all around them. And think about all the evidence that's coming out now. This is a complete and utter disaster for them. And they can't use the propaganda because at this point, it doesn't work anymore. Time is an amazing thing. Research is an amazing thing. Peer-reviewed documents is an amazing thing. Because you know why? It shuts down propaganda in a split second. And that's what we're seeing right now. And once again, the conspiracy theorists were right. All these experts and all the fake news reporters and all the corrupt politicians and the CDC, the FDA and the rest, all wrong. They gave everyone the wrong information and they knowingly did this. This is crimes against humanity on a level that we've never seen before in our lifetime. Unbelievable. And it's the same thing with January 6th. Actually, January 6th, their entire narrative, their entire agenda is going to start to fall apart, and it's already starting to fall apart. Julie Kelly put this out and says, exclusive, we obtained 2.5 hours of body-worn cam footage from DC Metro officers on duty January 6th. It offers a unique and disturbing view into what happened inside and outside the building. This is why they don't want the surveillance tapes released. Police were ordered to dress in full riot gear, including gas masks, face shields, gloves, and ballistic vests. Officer Terrence Gregg testified last week at trial of Richard Barnett, man with feet on desk in Pelosi's office. Under cross X by attorney Joe McBride, Craig admitted police were in full battle uniform, even though the crowd was peaceful and complying with police lines. And this is the questioning. McBride, so you were fully geared up? You strapped up from head to toe? Craig said yes. McBride, ready to rock and roll? Craig said yes. Why would they be instructed to gear up? Think about it. If everything is peaceful, why would they be instructed to do this? Were they planning on something? It's starting to seem that way. And if they were gearing up for all of this, why didn't they take the National Guard? Ah, that's another question, isn't it? Their entire agenda is completely falling apart. And wait until the 14,000 hours of videotape comes out. Think about it. If they were really having some type of select committee, which was an unselect committee on January 6th, why wouldn't they want to show the people all this information? Why would they hide the most important part of the entire investigation? The actual videotape of what happened that day. Really think about that for a second. They wouldn't. They would show everyone. If it showed what they were talking about, their, you know, this entire agenda, they would have put it out in a split second. They would go, look at the Trump supporters. They're the ones who did this, but they know it shows the opposite. And this is why they hid it from everyone. I guess a clean house does help quite a bit, doesn't it? It allows the investigators to actually investigate certain things, and it allows the truth to come out. Just like the truth is coming out about the Biden family and the fake news, they're trying everything they possibly can to compare Joe Biden and Trump. Now, Clandestine put this out and said, MSNBC updated the version of the graphic comparing Trump and Biden's document scandal since more docs have showed up. You'll notice the mainstream media consistently leave out the inconvenient detail that VP cannot declassify documents and Trump, as POTUS, has the legal authority via the PRA. Trump docs were at one secure location legally. Biden's were at multiple insecure locations illegally. Despite this fact, the mainstream media have decided to go down with the ship, further proving they are an arm of the DNC. Now, not every single mainstream media outlet is going down this path. CNN now is starting to turn the corner. And the question is why? Why are they turning the corner? We'll be getting to that in just a sec. But before we get that, the National Archives is in the spotlight because now they are caught with egg on their face after the classified documents were found at Biden's think tank and home. Because think about it. Now everyone's looking at the National Archives going, what is going on with this agency? Why are they covering for Biden? Why are they going after Trump? The whole thing's completely falling apart. And doesn't the National Archives know what's going on with their documents? I mean, really think about this for a second. And think about the other information that's coming out about the Biden family, about how much money that's being passed around, $50,000 in all these different schemes they have running. Paul Sperry put this out and said, 99.9% of Americans don't make $65,000 a month, certainly not $100,000 a month. But Jimmy Biden and Hunter Biden received these sums respectively from Chinese CEFC over 14 months for doing absolutely nothing. Now you know why Republicans are investigating the Bidens for influence peddling. Absolutely. Now, the question is, was this a white hat operation or was this an operation by the deep state players? So the question is, if it was a White House operation and they went ahead and pushed this, why wouldn't the deep state then come to the rescue of Biden? And it'd be very easy. Obama would come out there and say, hey, listen, by the way, I was the president at the time. I told Joe Biden to take these documents. They're declassified. There's nothing to see here anymore. Why wouldn't he just do that? This whole thing could be cleared up. They could save face and they could move on. But he's not doing that, which is very interesting. Now, once again, it could have been a white hat operation by the Patriots. And they were putting Obama in a peculiar position where he could either stay quiet or do something. Now, if he spoke up, it would get rid of what? It would get rid of the special counsel for Trump because it would show everyone that he has the ability to declassify. That means Trump has the ability to declassify. Obama's staying quiet, which means that he's not coming to the rescue to Joe Biden. He's letting him hang himself. He's letting this play out for a reason. Have they decided at this point that enough is enough? We know investigations are coming down the pike. We need to cut him loose. Now, it doesn't mean that he's going to be indicted. It means that they're going to hang him out to dry. Biden, and I do believe from the very beginning, he's been doing all these different things where he's been messing up his words. And he's been falling off bikes and shaking people's hands in midair. And the fake news, they won't even address this whatsoever. Some of them have, some of them aren't. But you could see that this really hands off. Now, I think this was being shown to the public, all of this. He knew that people would see this. Now, this is going to ramp up to build upon this. And that brings me to post 4917, which is very interesting. It says, FBI can no longer attempt to shelter protect the Bidens. Public awareness kills all protections. So once the people knew about this, once the people started to realize that Biden right now has classified information when he was vice president, he wasn't allowed to have, it doesn't matter how many he has, just like a murderer, it doesn't matter if you kill one or two or three or four, you're still a murderer. He broke the law, and now the information is coming out about the house, about how much rent is being paid. What about his taxes? His taxes don't make sense. Something is wrong here. So with public awareness, this kills all protections. And I do believe the deep state right now, those players, they're stepping back. And I do believe they're trying to remove him right now. And what's very interesting is that the White House press secretary kind of messed up when she was talking about Kamala Harris. She called Kamala the president. Take a listen.
This Sunday, the president will speak about the fight to secure women's fundamental right to reproductive health care in the face of these attacks. She will talk about what's at stake for millions.
Now, was this a slip of the tongue, or were there talks already that, yes, Biden is on the outs and Kamala is going to be president and they're going to sneak another person in? It may be. It's starting to seem this way. But look at CNN right now. CNN right now is now reporting on the Biden crime family. Admits Joe met with son Hunter's corrupt business partners. They're admitting all of this. So did the fake news, are they getting the message now that, yes, we're turning on Biden and you can start reporting on this stuff, but keep focused just on Biden? Remember, the House investigations are on Biden. The Hunter Biden laptop is on Biden. There's the investigations on Obama, Hillary Clinton, they might be with Durham and other places, but right now it's all on Biden. And I do believe they're trying to move away from Biden. Now, does this mean they're in the clear? Absolutely not. But what's very interesting, we reported this yesterday, Biden removed his taxes on his website. And then when everyone started to talk about it, they added the taxes back. Now, these aren't the right taxes. These are the taxes that are meaningless. But these taxes, they're missing a lot of information now, aren't they? And now, with what Trump did, where he forced these people to push and push and push to get his taxes, now the House has the ability to get all the taxes from Biden, from Hunter, from all his businesses, from the companies. This is why I do believe they're moving away from Biden. And yes, the deep state is dropping him. They're not having him arrested. I think he's going to go out with the 25th Amendment. And yes, they're going to bring someone else in. And this is why Obama is not speaking up, because they still want the special counsel in place. They still want the focus on Trump because the election is coming up in 2024. But Trump, he put this out on True Social. He said the following, and it's three pages. The fake news media and crooked Democrats, that's been proven, keep saying I had a large number of documents in order to make the Biden classified docs look less significant. When I was in the Oval Office or elsewhere and papers were distributed to groups of people and me, they would often be in a striped paper folder with classified or confidential or another word on them. When the session was over, they would collect the papers, but not the folders. And I saved hundreds of them. Remember, these were just ordinary, inexpensive folders with various words printed on them. But they were cool keepsake. Perhaps the Gestapo took some of these empty folders when they raided Mar-a-Lago and counted them as a document, which they are not. It's also possible that the Trump-hating Marxist thugs in charge will plant documents while they're in possession of the material. As president, and based on the Presidential Records Act and Sox case, I did nothing wrong. Joe did. Biden is being treated so much better than me. I'm shocked, not really. Why aren't they raiding his house? And how come his representative and lawyers are allowed to work together with the Gestapo in looking for documents? Why are they even allowed to touch them? When my lawyers and representatives were not allowed anywhere near the search, we weren't even allowed to know what they took when they raided my home. Please leave the premises, they said, and then lugged out everything they could, including my passports and med recs. So that is very interesting. And people now are seeing a two-tiered system. They're seeing all of this. And this brings me all the way back to what the World Economic Forum said and what Elon Musk said about Trump coming back on Twitter, that federal agencies might be weaponized. On Inside Paper, and Blueprint put this out on Telegram, it said the World Economic Forum latest Global Cybersecurity Outlook 2023 report predicts that a catastrophic cyber event is likely in the next 2 years. Is this the communication blackout? Is he actually going to be going back on Twitter? Is he leading them down a path? I mean, if he goes back on or doesn't go back on, he's still leading them down the path. Now, what's very interesting is the presidential election is going to be held on what, November 5th, 2024? So when I start to look back at these posts, they might be making sense, or maybe it's just a coincidence at this point. But if you look at post 4414, this is June 4th, 2020, red one, it says POTUS Twitter removal. Red two, central communications blackout the continental U.S. Now, think about what the World Economic Forum said. There's going to be a catastrophic cyber event. That's interesting. And actually, when DC Drano mentioned something about a cyber attack, Elon responded with Starlink. One word. Then if we go back to post 4587, it says, and I'm reading down below, prepare for zero day, massive cyber power attacks attempts on 11-4. Now, if all this information is coming out and the deep state is struggling and more and more evidence is showing that they have they're treasonous, they committed a lot of crimes, they manipulated the elections, and a lot of the governors and a lot of the legislatures around the country they're starting to remove the mail-in ballots. Actually, if you listen to what Trump said on Truth Social, I read it once before, he's telling all the Republicans now and the legislators across the country, start removing the mail-in ballot stuff. That's very interesting. So if all of this is being removed and the deep state doesn't have the ability to cheat in the elections, they don't have the ability to use the ballots anymore. They don't have the abilities to use the Dominion machines. Yes, there'll still be Dominion machines out there, but they don't have the ability like they did before. How difficult is it going to be for them to actually cheat in this election? Because now, as the people see more and more and more, the people are going to be with Trump. And think about the 2020 election. Trump got something like 81 million votes. What happens this time around if it's 140 million, 150 million? What is the deep state going to do? So think about the World Economic Forum. Think about what's coming up in the 2024 elections. And then think about this drop and the date 11-4. Are they going to try to shut everything down right before the election so the election can't happen on 11-5? Well, it's starting to seem that way. Now, we know that the country is protected. How do we know this? Well, if we go back to post 2615, this is December 12, 2018, it says, that, and Anon on the board asks a question. It says, should we be prepping for some kind of shutdown? It says, no. Reports of power grid attacks, 6 months prep, should be disregarded. While attacks do occur, we are safeguarded by a black eye. Now, that is very interesting. And we know that there are countermeasures in place. And we know with these posts, we're being warned of these type of cyber power attempts. It doesn't say it's going to happen. It's an attempt. Now, will certain things go out? Will there be a communication blackout? Maybe that's what they're targeting. I do believe they are. If we go back to post 4414, it says the continental U.S. And actually, we know we have Starlink and we know we have Space Force, which they took control of the satellites. So it seems that they're going to try to stop all this information and everything that's going on and shut everything down. And if the timing is right, and remember, this is just speculation right now about the timing, it might happen during this period of time because we know the World Economic Forum, they're letting us know and they like to let everyone know what they're going to do. That in the next 2 years, the year of 2023, the year of 2024, something is going to happen. And look how all of this is playing out. The deep state, they're struggling right now. They're feeling pain every step of the way. The Patriots are in control. They have all the leverage. They have all the information against them. And yes, more and more of this is going to be coming out. And the people are going to start to learn that they are treasonous. In the end, as we approach the elections, with Biden gone and Durham showing that the FBI and all these other agencies are involved, Obama being brought into the picture, Clinton being brought into the picture, do you think they're going to have a leg to stand on during the elections? No, they will not. It will be a complete and utter disaster for them. And I do believe this is why Trump and the Patriots are leading them down this path, because if you know the playbook, you know what the countermeasures are, and you can use them against them, which means the Patriots are in full control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bags under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress from the new year. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, your hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. My skin has once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity by taking MultiCollagen. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their new year sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com, that is healthwithx22.com, and get ready to look your best this new year. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that gold is the best investment class for 2022. According to longtermtrends.net, gold has actually outperformed the S&P 500, Dow, and Bitcoin for 2022. So what are you waiting for? Open a gold IRA or a silver IRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free quarter-ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified IRA of $50,000. Can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of five-star reviews. To get started, go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. Remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if your New Year resolutions revolve around weight loss, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting your New Year's resolution is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extra carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the New Year sales ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That's ketowithx22.com, or simply click the link in the description box down below and get ready to look your best this new year. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, are widespread food shortages next? It looks like it. At any moment, it feels like it's going to hit the fan. Are you ready? Do you have at least 3 months worth of food stocked up? If not, go to preparewithx22.com. You'll find new, lower prices from My Patriot Supply. Plus, save $200 on a 3-month emergency food kit and get free shipping. This kit gives you breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks. Enough food for one person for 3 solid months. It provides 2,000 calories a day to keep you well fed. Save $200 per kit when you stock up now. My Patriot Supply is on your side. They're charging less to help families more. Make sure to get one kit per person so you don't run out. Go to preparewithx22.com right now and save $200 per kit. Your kits will ship fast and free. With the world on the brink of chaos, don't take chances. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com.